from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
VOI listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news first headlines. Nusantara Basilica for construction in IKN awaits Vatican license. Ministry of Communication and Informatics says the 21st National Sport Events Media Center is the best in the sport event history. BRICS Media Summit highlights standards for AI use in media. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the construction of the Nusantara Basilica in the Nusantara capital city IKN of East Kalimantan is currently still in the licensing process from the Vatican. To reporters on Sunday, Executive Secretary of the Liturgy Commission of the Indonesia's Bishop Conference, Riston Sitomorang, explained that the permit will be issued if all requirements are met, including the completion of building construction. However, Riston explained the inauguration of the Basilica does not have to be done this year, but can be postponed to the next few years. On the other hand, Chairman of the IKN Infrastructure Development Implementation Task Force, Danis Hidayat Sumadilaga, stated that the auction process for the Nusantara Basilica construction project is still ongoing. The Basilica will be part of the worship area in IKN, along with the State Mosque, Vihara, Temple, Church, and Temple, and will become a spiritual tourism destination for Catholics in Indonesia. The Director General of Information and Public Communication of the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Prabu Nindya Refta Revolusi, appreciated the role of the 21st Indonesian Sports Week PON Aceh Sumut 2024 Media Center, which is considered the best in the history of the sport event. In ministry statement Sunday, Prabu Nindya asserted, "This facility is the ministry's commitment in supporting the smooth flow of information during the sport event by ensuring fast and convenient access for journalists. The 21st National Sports Week Media Center in Banda Aceh and Medan are equipped with the state-of-the-art facilities, including high-speed internet and adequate work areas. Full support from the Ministry of Communication and Informatics is expected to facilitate the dissemination of accurate information to the public during the biggest sport event in Indonesia." The Natuna Search and Rescue Office or Basarnas Natuna Riau Island evacuated passengers of the motorboat in Kamina Maritime 166, which ran aground in the waters of the Anambas Island Regency. To Antara News, Monday, KPP Natuna Operations Subsection Head Budiman explained the incident occurred on Sunday at 19:40 p.m. local time. Budiman said the passengers on the motorboat were students of Siantan Junior High School 2, who were returning to Tarempa, or the Regency capital, after a football match in Air Langat village. He explained that the evacuation was carried out at 8:25 p.m. after preparation with stakeholders. He also explained that the victims were evacuated at two points, namely 36 people at Antang Port and 69 people at Tarempa Regional Government Port. Former Indonesian badminton legend Icuk Sugiarto asserted that sports is an important tool to fight for the dignity of the nation in the international arena. In a press conference at the 21st National Sports Week Aceh Sumut Sunday, Icuk highlighted the importance of government support in producing outstanding athletes. He also reminded that attention to athletes must be sustainable and emphasized the role of the sport event as a benchmark for athletes' development in the region. Ichuk also appreciated the provision of bonuses for outstanding athletes in the sport events. He hopes that attention to the sports sector will continue to increase so that Indonesia can reproduce more international champions who make the nation proud and inspire the younger generation. Let's move on to the international news. We're at the BRICS Media Summit, which was held in Moscow on September 14 to 15, 2024. Media representatives from BRICS countries and prospective members stressed the importance of developing standards for the use of artificial intelligence in the media world. In the BRICS Media Summit final declaration statement received by Antara on Sunday, all members present agreed that advanced technologies such as AI must be balanced with clear ethical norms and continue to prioritize fact-based and unbiased journalism. BRICS Media is committed to promoting political, economic, and humanitarian interactions through comprehensive coverage. They also stress the importance of maintaining the safety of journalists, especially when covering military conflicts. The summit was organized by Russia's TASS news agency with the support of Xinhua news agency. BRICS was founded in 2009 with Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Later, South Africa joined in 2011. In December 2023, several other countries joined, but the group decided to keep the name BRICS. Chinese media quoted by AFP reported that Typhoon Bebinka hit Shanghai on Monday morning. An alert warning was issued by the Chinese government as strong winds and heavy rain lashed the city. Authorities reported highways were closed, flights cancelled, and some residents in coastal areas evacuated. The typhoon is expected to move northwest and affect other provinces including Jiangsu, Zhejiang, and Anhui in the next few days. Authorities advise residents to stay alert as extreme weather conditions become more frequent due to climate change. U.S. Vice President and Democratic President's candidate Kamala Harris is ahead of her Republican rival Donald Trump when it comes for economic management. The picture emerged based on a survey by the Financial Times and the Universities of Michigan Frost Schools of Business released on Sunday. The survey found that 44% of respondents trusted Harris to handle the economy, while 42% supported Trump. Meanwhile, according to the data, 58% of respondents said that economic issues such as jobs and the cost of living were the factors they considered most important in determining their voting preferences in the presidential election. The survey was conducted on September 11 and 12 and involved 1,002 respondents. The margins of error of the survey is approximately 3.1 percentage points. The U.S. presidential election will be held on November 5th. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Listener, here's the commentary. Amid the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, the two countries exchange prisoners, with each country exchanging 103 people on Saturday, September the 14th, 2024. There have been 57 prisoner exchanges since the Russia-Ukraine war began in 2022. The exchanges have often resulted from agreements mediated by United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, or Turkey. The United Arab Emirates itself has acted as a mediator 8 times. The exchange that took place on Saturday was the 8th time that the United Arab Emirates has facilitated a prisoner exchange between the two countries. The country also mediated a previous exchange in August involving 115 prisoners from both sides. With Saturday's exchange, the total number of prisoners of war that have been exchanged through United Arab Emirates mediation has reached 1,994. The largest exchange occurred on January 3, 2024, when the two nations exchanged a total of 478 prisoners as a result of mediation, also facilitated by United Arab Emirates. The United Arab Emirates Ministry of Foreign Affairs
stressed in January that the success of these mediation efforts reflects the nation's global status as a trusted partner on the international stage, especially by the Russian Federation and the Republic of Ukraine. Thus, it was able to result in the release of prisoners from both sides. The United Arab Emirates also affirmed its commitment to continuing efforts aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the conflict in Ukraine. In addition, it emphasized its consistent position in calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation, as well as efforts to support all initiatives to reduce the humanitarian impact of the crisis. The current geopolitical and geoeconomic competition makes resolution of conflicts between countries increasingly difficult. Countries such as United States and European countries, which have been the traditional powers in any mediation, seem to be absent in their role in mediating conflict in various places, one of which is the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The history of political, economic, and military involvement in conflict areas makes it increasingly difficult for some countries to be seen as a neutral and impartial mediator. In this context, new actors such as the United Arab Emirates are taking on the role of international mediators, playing an important role in filling the void left by traditional powers. The increasing involvement of new non-traditional actors, including the United Arab Emirates, in mediation efforts is an evidence of the growing influence of middle-class countries in international politics. Listener, that was today's commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Belah, walau kita berbeda. tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kilauan samudra terbentang katulistiwa.
We begin today in history with the event on September 16, 1963, when the formation of the State of Malaysia is occurred. On September 16, 1963, the State of Malaysia was formed, marking the launch of a new federation in Southeast Asia. Combining the Federation of Malaya with Singapore, Sarawak, and Sabah in accordance with UN General Assembly Resolution 1514 on decolonization. However, Malaysia's early journey was not without challenges. Singapore eventually seceded and became independent as the Republic of Singapore on August 9, 1965. Nonetheless, Malaysia managed to overcome the difficult times and is now one of the stable and influential federal states in the Southeast ASEAN region. Let's move on to the next event on September 16 when Papua New Guinea became independent from Australia. Papua New Guinea became an independent state on September 16, 1975 after previously being under Australian rule. The name New Guinea was given by Spanish explorer Ortiz de Rites in 1545 because the people were similar to those in Guinea, Africa. The name Papua comes from a word given by the Portuguese explorer Jorge de Manasses in 1562, meaning curly-haired. After experiencing control by the Dutch, British, and Germans, the territory was eventually administrated by Australia after World War I. On September 1, 1973, Papua New Guinea gained self-government led by Chief Minister Mikhail Somare and achieved full independence from Australia on September 16, 1975. Papua New Guinea then became the 142nd member of the United Nations on October 10, 1975. And joined the Commonwealth with the Prime Minister and Governor General as official representative of the Queen of England. We end today in history with an event in 1998 when the Indonesian national soccer team was ranked 76th in the FIFA rankings. Indonesia has made proud achievement in the world of football. In 1998, precisely on September 16, 1998, the Indonesian national team was ranked 76th in the world, which is the highest achievement in the history of national football. At that time, the Indonesian national team was filled with big names such as Kurniawan Dwi Yulianto, Bima Sakti, and Hendro Kartiko. At the Tiger Cup, which is known as the AFF Cup, Indonesia managed to secure third place, emphasizing its position as one of the feared soccer powers in Southeast Asia and Asia, quoting the official PSSI page. Thank you.
dan yakin pada pilihanku. Memilihmu, sifat baikmu yang orang tahu itu karanganku. Sifat aslimu yang hancurkanku, mereka tak tahu.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Peru have agreed to accelerate the finalization of negotiation for the Indonesia-Peru Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IPCEPA. According to a press release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia on Sunday, the agreement was reached during the RI Peru Bilateral Consultation Forum held in Lima, Peru on Tuesday, alongside the Indonesia, Latin America, and the Caribbean INALAC Business Forum. The Indonesian delegation was led by the Director General of American and European Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Umar Hadi, accompanied by the Indonesian Ambassador to Peru, Ricky Suhendar, and the Director for American Affairs, too, at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Epipania Riris Wusananingdiah. The Peruvian delegation was led by Fernando Julio Antonio Quiroz Campos, Director General for Asia and Oceania at the Peru's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Director General Umar Hadi emphasized that the conclusion of the IPCEPA will serve as a catalyst for significantly expanding trade and investment cooperation between Indonesia and Peru. He further added that once the agreement is in effect, the trade volume between the two nations could potentially triple. Peru is one of Indonesia's most vital trading partners in Latin America. In 2023, the total two-way trade between Indonesia and Peru amounted to $444 million. The first round of negotiation for the Indonesia-Peru Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement took place May 27-30, 2024 in Lima, Peru. In this initial round, negotiators from both countries concentrated on sectors such as goods, including market access for traded goods, customs, trade facilitation, and efforts to overcome technical barriers in the trade of goods. In addition to the IPC-EPA discussion, the bilateral meeting also addressed other strategic issues within the bilateral framework, such as interparliamentary cooperation, defense, economic development, palm oil, anti-narcotic efforts, and education. Director General Umar Hadi and his counterpart also touched on regional and global issues, such as ASEAN-Peru relations, the ASEAN outlook of the Indo-Pacific AOIP, and Peru's chairmanship of APEC in 2024. Notably, both countries are also aiming to finalize a visa waiver agreement for holders of diplomatic and official passports soon. Since the establishment of the diplomatic relation in 1975, the relationship between Indonesia and Peru has grown close and productive, as demonstrated by high-level official and parliamentary visits between the two nations.
Ujung perjalanan kisah kita, tak pernah ku sangka begini akhirnya. Sekian lama kita bersama, mencinta di waktu yang salah.
Semua berbeda, mungkin hati tak harus berdusta. Biar saja aku yang mengalah, ini yang terbaik untuk kita. Hati terluka.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The people of Banyuwangi, East Java, gathered to hold the Ndok-Ndokan Festival to commemorate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Thousands of Ndok flowers were paraded from four directions, the east, west, north, and south, to the gathering point in front of the Banyuwangi Regional Government Office, East Java. The procession in each direction was accompanied by tambourines, drums, and kuntulan dances, a typical Banyuwangi dance. Each participant in the procession also carries ancak in the form of a prepared food. In the Osing language, the indigenous tribe of Banyuwangi, Ndok means egg. During the festival, thousands of Ndoks are placed on bamboo stalks decorated with paper flowers. This is widely known as the Ndok flowers. The Ndok flowers are then strung on jodang. Jodang is a banana tree that has also been decorated with colorful paper. Then decorative eggs are struck on it. In accordance with the times, Ndok flowers are not only in the form of flowers but have developed according to the creativity of the community, such as in the form of barong, dragon snakes, planes, or cone models. Usually, one jodang contains 27 to 33 or 99 Ndok flowers. The Ndok-Ndokan traditions emerged in Banyuwangi in the late 18th century. A scholar from Cemoro Songgor village named Kyai Haji Abdullah Faqih used this egg as a medium for dakwah. The Ndok flower itself is not merely an ornament or entertainment. However, it is loaded with philosophical values. This tradition uses eggs because eggs are a symbol of birth, while flowers are a symbol of worship. This festival, which is a typical tradition of the Banyuwangi community, is an expression of the love of Banyuwangi residents for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ndok-Ndokan festival was closed with a religious lecture about the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad delivered by Ustad as well as prayer. Then the paraded ancak is eaten together. Meanwhile, the Ndok flowers are distributed to all visitors. Now the Ndok-Ndokan festival is held not only as part of tradition, but also one of the tourist attractions of Banyuwangi city.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Seperti lagu cinta ku tulis. bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, lalu berdansa. Sambil
pelukan
rasa.
Oh, makin romantis.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and got you to speak in Indonesian language. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency in Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is di bau-bau. Di bau-bau, which means in bau-bau. You will listen to a conversation about bagaimana ceritanya. Bagaimana ceritanya, which means, what is the story behind it? Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a guide at Buton Palace Fort in Bau-Bau, southeast Sulawesi. Chris was responding to the guide's story about some sacred stone at Buton Palace Fort. And here is the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
Oke, After listening to the conversation, I'd like to introduce you to some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? How? Ceritanya? Ceritanya? Which means, the story. Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Which means, how is the story? Or, what is it about? Or, what is the story behind it? Batu. Batu, which means stone. Sakral. Sakral, which means sacred. Masyarakat Buton. Masyarakat Buton, which means the people of Buton. Konon. Konon, which means people says. Menjadi. Menjadi, which means turns into. Tempat, tempat, which means place. Pertama kali, which means the first time. Sultan, sultan, which means sultan. Menginjakan kaki, which means set foot. In the conversation, you will hear the expression bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? In the expression, there is the phrase or the word bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means, how? Which Indonesians use to ask about an event or something that happens? The phrase bagaimana ceritanya is actually asking about the story behind something. The word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, is usually followed by ceritanya, ceritanya, kisahnya, kisahnya, or kejadiannya, kejadiannya, which means the story or the event. Other examples. Let's listen to another example of using bagaimana, which means how, in asking about an event or how something happened. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya, which means someone breaks into my house last night.
Bagaimana kejadiannya? Bagaimana kejadiannya?
Which means how did it happen?
Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam. Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam.
Which means they say this temple was built in one night.
Bagaimana kisahnya? Bagaimana kisahnya?
Which means tell me the story behind it. Buton Palace Fort was a Buton Sultanate defense fort built in the 16th century. It is located in Baobao City, Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. The fort was known as Wolio Fortress. The word Wolio means the people who live in Buton and Baobao, Southeast Sulawesi, or a language spoken by the people of Wolio. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Batu Popawua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bagaimana ceritanya, bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Thank you. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan, berdampingan tidak buru-buru, gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan,
ke bumi untuk orang-orang seperti itu.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, here is a Kroncong song entitled Sumpah I Love You or I Swear I Love You by Restianade and accompanied by Mafia Kroncong. The song, created by an Indonesian noted musician Ahmad Dhani, and was popularized by a girl group Mahadevi in 2008. The song tells about the sincerity of someone who expresses her love. The song also illustrates how strong the love and the longing is. Here is the Kroncong version of Sumpah I Love You by Restianade featuring Mafia Kroncong.
Sumpah I love you, I need. Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.